Welcome to Manawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast. I'm CB Drogi. This week, the application of lycanthropy as a novel treatment for gender dysphoria by Chase Anderson. It wasn't the few light beers in my empty stomach that had brought me to the ground, nor the hungry pull of gravity, but the teeth of some thing in my neck. Violent, bestial, reeking of wet animal and dirt and blood. It was only after it lumbered off did my consciousness crawl out of the hole it had been hiding in, blinking and bleary-eyed into a world of pain. Was that a bear? No, they don't jump like that. Mountain lion? As if knowing the answer would do me any good. The very real possibility that the wrong name, the wrong face, would grace my obituary suddenly became my biggest concern. There were people I could call. No, I can't speak with my throat like this. People I could text that could do something about it. My hands fumbled for my phone, but it wasn't there, nor were my clothes. I felt hair, full and thick, and way more than tea could ever grant. The moving follicles pulled at my skin. It had to be mine. The frank and bewildering sensation snapped my mind back to the present. The night was surprisingly bright, with the full moon's light penetrating the boughs of the pines to the forest floor. I saw the colors of my shredded clothes, along with the remains of my shoes. The ones that had taken forever to find, professional enough for an adult yet still in the size normally relegated to the children's section. Fuck! The voice was low, a deep growl, and it had come from me. Perhaps this wasn't the nightmare I thought it was. The scars could add that je ne sais quoi that was the key to passing. A hand went to my throat to assess the damage. Even more hair, and now sharp nails carted through it. I finally looked at my hand, and it took several moments for the sight to register. The thick black pads, the shifted joints, the fur. That was a fucking werewolf that mauled me. And now I was a werewolf. The ground shot away from me as I clambered to my feet. Pause? It was like standing on a step stool. Hey, how's the weather up there? Holy shit, this was real. There was a power seeping into my muscles. A burning energy swirled in my core. The sense of everything feeling better, more right. It was like the high from my first tee shot, but times a million. A howl erupted from my chest, rattling my throat as my breath burned into song. And then I ran, on all fours, savoring the feeling of my huge weight rolling with every movement, the dirt and twigs and stone beneath my paws giving way. I could tell that even if I remained still, my body would chew through calories to sustain all this mass and power. That was probably why the hypothetical pack of 14 werewolves always hung out behind the Waffle House instead of a library. But that would be future me's problem, along with how I would get home without any clothes. Or if I'd now have to block out my calendar every full moon. Or maybe that wasn't a thing at all. There was no desire to use this power to hurt others. And wasn't that lycanthropy's whole deal? Roid rage with fangs and fur? That hadn't happened to me before, either. Tea mellowed me out, if anything. It cooled my head. You never saw a werewolf wearing one of those "Watch out, I'm nervous" vests. I ran until my muscles burned, and then I ran some more. It wasn't for nothing. I found a cabin, unoccupied, and went back for my phone once I borrowed some clothes. It wasn't hard to find the key with my sense of smell, and I couldn't be naked when I stumbled into the Denny's next morning as a measly human. At least they took Apple Pay. After wolfing down $50 worth of food, I called a Lyft to finally get home. The phone screen was cracked and the back scuffed to shit. It probably looked as bad as I smelled. Even as a shorter, weaker human, I still caught that whiff of a dog under the sweat and dirt that clung to my skin and hair. I needed to shower before I collapsed into bed. Dinner and coffee would only keep me awake for so long. My ride arrived, and I slid off the bench, sore muscles grumbling in protest. I opened the door, and the driver stated my name. Yep, that's me. My voice was lower before, sore throat from all that howling, probably, but the encounter hadn't left any scars, which was disappointing. I shuffled into my seat and buckled up, but the driver had yet to move.
"Something wrong?" I asked.
"You don't look like your picture."
"It's an old one."
I knew I changed my name on the app, but I hadn't updated the picture. I couldn't recall.
"Yeah, sure."
He didn't seem convinced, but he began driving anyways. I wasn't at a good angle to catch my reflection in the rearview mirror, and my phone was just about dead. Still, I found slices of myself in the facets of the shattered glass. Had my face changed? Gained 5 o'clock shadow overnight? It was a preposterous idea, suddenly masculinizing from some werewolf slobber, but so was lycanthropy even existing, and I knew that was very real. I was already something that many believed did not, could not exist per middle school biology, so, hey, what was one more? Besides, I hadn't been this excited to take my body out for a spin since waking up from top surgery. And this time, I didn't even need to deal with insurance.
This has been The Application of Lycanthropy as a Novel Treatment for Gender Dysphoria, written by Chase Anderson, and previously published on The Voice of Dog podcast. Thanks for tuning in to Manawaker Studios' Flash Fiction podcast. Have an audiobook or documentary that needs the perfect voice? I'd love to help bring your project to life. Just follow the tap link in the show notes to connect with me.